Are you looking to expand your brand this year? Want to make your business stand out above the rest? Well, there's no better way to grow than with your own podcast. Whether you're an entrepreneur, a solopreneur, a small business, or a massive company, you need a podcast in 2024. Podcast Plus is an easy and efficient way for you and your brand to join the podcast revolution. There's no better way to position your company as the go-to authority than with a podcast that showcases your industry knowledge, insights, and expertise. The studios at Podcast Plus are state-of-the-art with top-of-the-line production quality. And if you're just starting out, Podcast Plus offers professional script writing, editing magic, and can conceptualize your show, create your cover art, and get you ready to stream on all major platforms. We'll market your podcast as well, showcasing it on radio stations and digital streams across the country. Expand, enhance, and extend your company and brand and reach potential clients and customers 24/7. Find out more at podcast with a K, PLUS.com. That's podcast with a K, PLUS.com.
It's time again for the Jason Lee and Clark Show. It's time again for the Jason Lee and Clark Show. It's time again for the Jason Lee and Clark Show.
And action, off we go. Welcome to Here's Your Freaking Podcast with the Jason Lee and Clark Show. Obviously, thank you to everybody who joins us every week on this. If you're new to the podcast, not safe for work, not safe for kids, uncensored, this is nothing like the terrestrial radio show. Stay up to date on all things JLNK by heading over to JLNKshow.com. What are we going to learn on the podcast today? Well, we're going to find out about what happens when there's a massage parlor right next to your church. We're going to learn about adult daycare. This is freaky. A son fears that his mother is tracking his location during his sexcapades.
Oh, no.
Also talk about the best positions for threesomes. And we've got one of those weirdo underwear guys coming up here in a couple of minutes. Let's start right here, though. One of my favorite things tells you a lot about what you need to know about the civilization that we've created here is the story of the Kinder Egg. It's a European candy. It's a chocolate egg, and then inside they put a toy in there. So when you're a little kid in England, you get a little Kinder Egg, Kinder Egg, whatever, however you want to call it. You can call it whatever you want, and you bite into it, and then there's a little toy, a little trinket, like something you'd find in.
You remember those egg machines at the grocery store where right. The chicken would shit out an egg and you'd find a little like a dice or a jack or a ring?
Yeah, or like the prize in a Cracker Jack box, right? But when they introduced the Kinder Eggs to America, they had to separate the eggs into halves. One half had the candy, the other half had the toy, because they noticed that American kids were gobbling down the candy so quick that they were choking on the toy. So, again, American kids were stuffing their faces so fast with the Kinder Egg that they were then choking on the toy.
Remarkable.
That UK kids had learned to, obviously,
nibble, take little bites, enjoy the treat.
So this man discovers, well, another use for the Kinder Egg. Allegedly, this man's master plan was to put a surprise in the Kinder Eggs. The treat this time around, though, wasn't a little toy. It was cocaine, ecstasy, and ketamine.
Now that's an egg, bro.
And then he was taking the eggs and then stuffing them up his butt. Now here's the bad news. And fly to Dubai. If we've learned one thing about Dubai, is they don't fuck around when it comes to having drugs.
No, we had a story earlier this week on the Terrestrial Show that a rapper got caught with just a little bit of pot. He's going to do 12 years.
Drug-sniffing dogs at the airport got a whiff of this man's keister and decided, wait a minute, there's something going on in this man's fanny. No drugs were found during the strip search, so then he's taken to a nearby hospital and, well, then to jail. They had him use the toilet at the jail. That's when all was revealed that three of the Kinder Surprise eggs...
Surprise! They're filled with drugs!
...popped out of his, I guess, pucker.
Hey, for a quick minute, though, when he's shitting out brown chicken eggs, you're going to think, whoa.
He's the golden goose.
Yeah, I guess.
Obviously, he's been arrested. And the saddest part of the story, obviously, is now all that candy goes to waste because it was shoved up a man's ass. Now, maybe that's your thing. And maybe that makes it better. But most of us would say, I don't know. Funny, we won't eat candy out of another man's ass, but we'll take the drugs. Huh. I guess that says a lot about all of us. It's like that meme. I'm giving the thumbs down to his Kinder. I'm like, boo, that butthole candy is no good for me. Yeah, but there's Coke in there.
Well, thumbs up now.
There's some ecstasy in that man's fanny. Well, I just assume that's how it was getting to be anyway. What happens when you get a massage parlor that's right next door to a church? Cops in San Diego have now closed down a massage parlor. Obviously, we know what's going on in the massage parlor. Residents have been complaining, and it says right here, for years, about the loud moaning that comes from the massage parlor. They share a wall with a church.
This seems like an issue for the zoning people to handle.
Attendees at the church. With a honeyed mustard sauce.
Ranch.
They're forced to listen to strange noises through the wall during their services. Complaints started all the way back in 2018.
Hey, and that's funny because church is typically, what, Sunday between 10-ish and noon-ish, which means somebody's...
Yeah, fucking cool it during church hours, would you?
Somebody's in there getting rubbed down Sunday morning. They're like, it's time to start my Sabbath.
They say the massage parlor gets traffic at all hours of the day. Sexual sounds coming from the premises, which were audible to nearby businesses. But they also say, thanks to the massage parlor, there were plenty of female employees wearing sexually explicit clothing.
Wow.
So they set up a sting. 4-5 years later, they set up a sting. Led to the arrest of 4 spa workers. It's not over yet, according to the city attorney. They're going to continue putting the heat on the spa owner.
You know what? We didn't get enough evidence. I'm going to go back one more, maybe 2 more times,
right,
just to be sure that wasn't a one-off.
Scarier still, if you've become someone in life who refers to themselves as a big baby, you should check out a new spa that just opened in Atkinson, New Hampshire. It's called... Of course it is.
I don't like this.
It is called the Diaper Spa. It's meant specifically to cater to babies over the age of 21. Not months, years, 21 years.
When we first found out that these adult diaper baby weirdos were a thing, man, like, a lot of fetishes, you can understand the path you get to one, but to that to me is some sort of a hiccup.
It is a nursery for adults who like to role play as babies and receive a little pampering and motherly love every now and then. I don't know what the fuck that even means.
Titty milk.
I just assumed that it meant you like a little pampering. Oh, that means you like wet wipes on your butt.
Well.
The room is decorated in soft colors. It is stocked with toys and diapers and adult-sized cribs.
The weird thing also is if you're there, with other adults who are also acting like babies.
Yeah, you're fucking weird too, huh?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, here we are.
The business is the brainchild of Dr. Colleen Ann Murphy, a physician and sexologist. She says the diaper spa is for all diaper-wearing adults, whether it's for emotional reasons or perhaps physical or medical reasons, according to the website. Holy smokes.
Medical reasons.
Hey. And all of a sudden, I'm warming up to it a little bit. The Diaper Spa, individuals who seek acceptance and care. By the way, $200 an hour.
Whoa.
Or you could pay $1,500 for an all-day pass. Oh, now all of a sudden it makes sense to me.
Yeah, now I know why this doctor is opening this.
Oh, I get it. $1,500 for the day. Which I believe is kind of like that's close to what real child care costs these days.
I just can't get, like, you're wearing a diaper, then you just lay there and shit yourself, and then she's got to clean you up? How does that even work? There's a lot to unpack there.
You want to talk about dominating somebody? Clean up this dookie. That's right. Clean it up. Yeah, you're definitely the dom in that situation. Here's a weird story. This dude, we've talked about it many times on the terrestrial show about that Live 360 or Live 365, whatever it is.
You know, the tracking app.
Yeah, you can basically, and I know that a lot of high school kids, they share it with all their friends, because I know a couple of my daughters, all they do is open up their Live 360 and they can see where their friends are.
Can you imagine the time and wondering that would have saved us back in the day?
Yeah.
Biking to somebody's house and finding out that they're not there. Oh, they're on vacation.
Like, if one of my daughters is, going somewhere, and I'm like, well, what time are you leaving? And they say, well, they're on their way. And I say, well, how long is that? They'll open up the app and say, about 6 minutes, they'll be here. It's weird, man. And then we talk about the weirdo families that want to make sure that everybody in the family is on the Live 360. Now a man calling himself a new slutty sub is looking for some advice.
Okay.
He says that his mom is tracking him while he's out, you know, doing slutty sub stuff. I think that's the number 7 at Jersey's Mike's, right? Can I get the number 7, the slutty sub? Mike's way. This dude is in a sub-dom relationship and is most definitely friends with benefits, Variety. He says he's had to meet up at their place and he wants to do it often. He's worried, though, because he doesn't want his mom to find out since he still lives with his folks. He says his mom likes to keep track of his location. She fears that her little boy might be being taken advantage of.
Oh, he is. That's what he wants,
though. That's his thing. Now slutty sub wants to be honest with his mother. No, there's no reason for that. He's nervous about talking about what's going on and what, you know.
There's no need to talk about what's going on.
Yeah, no.
You can lie. You're taking classes. You know,
trade baseball cards with friends.
Dungeons and Dragons video games.
He could simply just say, he's asking for advice from this expert. What should I say? And why don't you just say that you're seeing somebody new and you enjoy their company and you like to watch movies at their house?
That's all you got to say.
Right.
Not they're using your face as a toilet seat.
Yeah, by the way, he's 21 years old. Obviously, you should be forging your own path in life anyhow. And that includes maybe removing some of the fucking apps so your parents aren't tracking your every move.
But I'm on their phone bill.
Wow. Yeah. And then defending, you know, whatever you do, wherever you go, and whatever you do, you have to defend all of your actions to them. Yeah. Okay, how do you pay for prisoners? This lady has a great idea. Her name is Jamie.
Silly me, I thought it was tax dollars.
Well, we can save probably hundreds of thousands of dollars a year and get some great entertainment out of it because this woman named Jamie reportedly wants to live stream all the action in a women's prison on OnlyFans. Jamie is currently serving time in a correctional facility. She says, women who have never been with a woman usually end up with a woman before they leave after doing time in a women's prison. They call it gay for the stay, I believe.
Where do I sign?
Craziest thing, Jamie says, is that she's been in lockup many times and she's seen many things. Like often stumbling across a 5-woman orgy in one of the rooms. She believes that the prison could make thousands and thousands of dollars.
Oh, I bet the prison could make hundreds of thousands of dollars.
With their CCTV feed on OnlyFans. Even more, she says, if the prison would provide toys to the sex-starved inmates. By the way, I didn't...
So there's a little something in it for them, too.
Yeah, I guess I didn't know this, but sex toys in prison. No, you can't have them. She does say if a sex toy does get snuck inside of a prison, it can fetch as much as $100.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? Best I can do is a banana.
Hey. Best I can do is a 59-cent banana.
CCTV only fans for the women's prison. I mean, I'd take a gander.
Hey, we all fucking watch Chained Heat on Cinemax late at night. Certainly wouldn't, you know, turn away if it was on. I love prison documentaries.
You know, the prison's not full of hotties, but I mean, it's never stopped any of us before.
No. I mean, I love prison, you know, Locked Up Raw on MSNBC. It's my fucking favorite. All right, you got a guest over for the weekend. How the best positions? This is according to the experts. What are the best positions for a threesome?
She and he go at it while you sit in your sad little chair.
Yeah, the cuck chair in the hotel room.
Pulling your pud.
They say threesomes, we all fantasize about them, but most of us don't exactly know how to make it work because, well, it doesn't happen to most of us. They say that life is full of surprises, and you never know. You might end up in a threesome. Here's the positions that they say work best.
You might end up in a threesome. All right.
I just like the way that they name these. Here are the positions. Here are the positions, those with better than average knowledge on a three-way action. Here's how they say it works best. One, you got the daisy chain. That's where you're doing your thing while behind one of your partners, while she lets her mouth work on the third, or vice versa, or whatever.
Seems to be the most common.
Yeah, they say it's most physically and visually satisfying. The bobbing for apples.
Who's naming these?
With this one, you're lying down while your partner gives you the mouth service, and the other one takes a seat, so to speak. Everyone gets a turn, being a giver and a receiver. The what? They call it the G-spot jiggy. Your two partners are in the 69 position while you take on the top lady from behind. That way the partner on the bottom has multiple areas to attend to and gets to see a show at the same time. This one made me laugh out loud. The DP. It doesn't stand for Dolly Parton.
Nope.
Or Dr. Pepper. The woman is sandwiched between two dudes or a female friend with a strap on. I guess we know where everybody goes, right?
Yep.
They say those.
There's the two into one. There's the one into each, the front and the back.
They say those who are into that kind of thing rave about the hotness factor. All caps, huh?
Hey.
All caps.
I would like to rave, but first I need to know if I'm into it or not.
Oh, no.
I would need to be given a chance.
They call it the strap-on.
Oh.
Alluded to in the DP position, it could take things up a notch if you are the adventurous type that doesn't mind letting her fulfill a domination fantasy on you. Yeah, but it still doesn't say what's the third guy? Oh, it's like the 69 thing.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, right. Now I understand. I understand now. The best positions for a threesome. Similar to the daisy chain, they say, but it involves more kissing and touching on the part while you do your thing from behind with one of them. Okay.
Well, you know what? Your lips to God ears. Should I ever wind myself up in that position? Should I ever find myself in that opportunity?
I won't remember any of those things. I'll be like, I read something about this somewhere.
I'll be like Dick Van Dyke and Mary Poppins trying to play the one-man band. I don't know. Daisy chain, m'ladies.
All right, here's another one of those stories. Lakewood, Colorado. We'll wrap on this. Because we had no idea that it was this, well, expensive. This man has an expensive hobby. But thanks to the expense of the hobby, he's decided it's best if he just steals what he needs. Over the past 3 years, this man has been stealing panties. Underpants from apartment laundry rooms.
I mean, do you ever remember back in college when you were in an apartment, like you'd open it, you'd see somebody else's laundry in there?
You were always like, ew, gross. Someone else's gross stuff.
But if you saw some panties peeking out, I mean, then you'd close the door. You could take a look, but just don't take.
Over 3 years, this dude has stolen roughly $30,000 in underwear.
Holy shit.
They know who the guy is. They've identified from surveillance camera. It's a 39-year-old man by the name of Hugo Salazar. He has not yet been captured. Police have secured a search warrant for his home. And they went in. They found more than 500 pairs of panties, along with bras and pieces of lingerie that have been collected over this three-year period. $30,000 worth of undergarments.
So what is he? I mean, he's obviously not getting rid of them. Does he just have them all in a big stash?
The victims are said, at least 30 women. Those are the women that come forward and be like, yeah, my stuff got fucking stolen out of the dryer, too.
You gotta figure there are other ones that are like, I don't want my name mixed up in this. I'll just buy new underpants.
Hey, they're not fucking around with this guy either. There is right now, there's a nationwide arrest warrant out for his arrest.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him. The press conference.
Yeah, so if you know a 39-year-old by the name of Hugo Salazar, there might be some money in it for you. I don't know if Crime Stoppers would touch this case or not, but hey, it's worth the try. So there you go.
Can you imagine having your face plastered all over the news? There he is, panty thief, $30,000 in underpants. He can't help himself.
Or worse, if you just kind of resemble this guy a little bit.
It's not me, I swear.
You're the underpants man, aren't you?
I am not. I can't get a job because of this guy.
All right, there you go. There's the podcast for this week. As always, thanks for checking it out. And stay up to date. All things JLNK, it's easy. You just head over to JLNKshow.com. Hugo? No. It's not Hugo. It's not.
I assure you.
We'll see you next Tuesday.
Podcasts by Federated Media.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.